Hello everybody, I am so happy and excited to see you here in this mini lesson where I'm going to help you find some time that you then can use to write your very own children's book. I know so many of you want to write their children's book that you've come up with probably years ago, and you have this amazing idea, but you just can't seem to find the time to write it. Or maybe it's already written, but you haven't had the time to do anything with it. So today, I'd like to help you and carve out some time so you can finally get this wonderful and most amazing project of writing your own children's book started. Whether you're a parent or a grandparent to an infant, toddler, or somewhat older kid, I want to help you carve out some time that we can use to work on your dream of becoming a children's book author. Right now, you might think that you can't possibly find any time to take on yet another project, causing you to put off your dream yet again. But I promise you, if you really, really dig through every hour of your day, you'll be able to find at least 10 to 15 minutes a day that you can then use to work on your book. Doesn't that sound amazing? Doesn't that excite you that we can really find time to work on your dream, no matter how busy your day seems to be? Now remember, we don't need hours and hours to write our children's book. Even if you just have a couple of minutes a day, we'll still be able to get this done. The trick is to get started and to do something for this goal of yours every single day. I often just jot down thoughts while I'm cooking, or sit down and write for 10 minutes while my little ones take a bath in the bathtub right next to me. As long as you put in a little bit of work into this, your magical story will come to life. I promise you. Always reframe your mindset of not having enough time and begin to emphasize and foster the thought that it's about quality and not quantity of time. I want us to look at three things that will help us make time to write our children's book. And these steps are: 1, jot down your day's activities. 2, note during what times of the day you're most creative and productive. And then 3, match up and find little pockets of time that fit your time of your productivity. When it comes to making time to write your children's book, we'll develop a weekly scheduling process in order to find more time. And we take stock of all the things that go into our busy schedule and start committing to being productive and not busy. The first important step in this process of finding time to write our children's book is to get really familiar with what you're currently spending time on and what you're not spending time on, and making sure that you are taking care of all the essential things first, and then taking out all the things that are sucking time. One of the tools that I love to use in order to get a better grasp on my time is setting up weekly schedules in a spreadsheet. Now, some of you might love this idea if you're a spreadsheet kind of person and you like things planned out and written out. And some of you might not like this idea because you like going with the flow. Either way, that's fine. I'm somewhere in the middle. I like to write things out and have a kind of visual and written idea of the happenings of my day. Still, even if you don't have it written out, you probably have a visual concept of what happens in your week. You probably have a couple of things or many things that are fixed that happen every day or every week in your life. So the more children you have and the more programs or schools you belong to or other things that you have going on, the more fixed items you will have in your week, the more you need to have an overview of what the week looks like and for you and each of your children. And sitting down and just slotting that all in can really help you organize it. We are doing so to see if we can find some small pockets of time we could be using for our project. So I have prepared a blank PDF for you that you can use to write down your day's activities. And what I would like you to do is to download it, this weekly schedule. And if that works for you as a starting point, that's great. And if not, set out your own weekly schedule in a Word document or any piece of paper you can find and simply jot down your week's schedule by hand. That works too. So start by putting down all the things that you are spending time on. And my favorite way to do so is in half-hour increments. Include things like putting the baby down for her nap, when you might be preparing meals, when you want to go outside, outdoors, or when you have to get to work or make phone calls or take emails. What bedtime your children have, when you usually get up in the morning. All of those things we want to be putting into the schedule. Now, if your kids are outside the home, going to a school or a program, you want to be putting in when you need to leave in the morning and when you're getting home. And if they're home all day, you want to be putting in what your homeschool plans are, or even if you're completely free and go with the flow, just setting out your goals of things of every day of the week. We want to be as detailed as possible so that we can really find these small pockets of time we can then use for our amazing project. Now, I want you to realize that not everything that you do in a week is going to be on your weekly schedule. And not everything on your weekly schedule has to happen every week. We are just setting out a plan, because if you don't know what you want your week to look like, then it won't look like anything, leaving you overwhelmed. And when you feel overwhelmed, you can't be creative, and you will always feel like you won't have time for things like writing a book. So you don't have to adhere to the schedule we are creating here. I just want to have some kind of plan, some kind of container to help you feel organized and in control, so that you see what we do have, and that we do have little pockets of time to work with. Now, we started writing out our weekly schedule because I want you to take a look at what goes into your week, where there are fixed points and where are there chunks of time that are open. And now what I want you to do for the next couple of days is to actually journal for yourself what you're doing during the day. Just jot down on a piece of paper every half an hour or so how it was spent and what you were doing. I know that sounds tedious, but it can be a real eye-opener to see how much time you need on some things. Maybe you didn't realize that packing lunches or doing laundry or speaking to a friend on the phone or your work or whatever takes up as much time as it does. And just jotting that all down will make your weekly schedule so much more realistic and more true for you, and more manageable. So once you've analyzed a couple of days and written down your daily schedule, the next thing I want you to consider is knowing what your productive times are, meaning figuring out what your natural rhythm is. Are you a morning person? Are you a late night person? When do you have more energy to get up and go? And when do you need to just be home and relax? Because if you're a morning person, you're struggling to find some time for your book during the morning, for example, you might find that you need to flip things around a bit and work in little time pockets, first thing in the morning, so that you get your creative juices flowing when you're most energetic and filled with energy, for example. In other words, figure out when your times are most productive and when your lower times are, and make sure that your pockets of time and your goals that you're planning to achieve during those times fit those natural rhythms. If you have certain goals that you're looking to reach for your book writing, here's the approach to take with that. You do want to put in your weekly schedule if it is somewhat realistic, that you can at least attain it part of the time, okay? So don't go in and put in 2 hours of writing or illustrating every morning if that's completely unrealistic and you're not going to even get that once a week. But if half an hour once a week or 10 minutes in the morning and 15 to 20 minutes in the evening seem like something you can manage as a next step, then put that in and let this be your goal and your reminder. So if working on your book for 15 minutes each morning is your goal, put that in your schedule. Schedule for it, and then if you get to work on it for 10 minutes, great, then that's a success. So you have to have a certain amount of fluidity and flow and flexibility with regards to the schedule. But you still want to lay it out in a way that it's slightly out of reach, slightly not what you've currently going on, like an amplified and perfected version of what's going on right now, but not so far as you couldn't possibly do it tomorrow. Something that is possible for you to attain now if you really had the willpower. Now, with regards to willpower, one way of getting more willpower to get this weekly flow in place is to set up things that can't be changed by you that then sort of act like a timer or placeholder. For example, if your little one's nap is at noon, then you will set time aside to work on your book during that time. It doesn't have to fill up the entire nap time, but do schedule to work on your book for at least part of that time, right? Just things that you can put in your schedule that hold you accountable, like a timer or an alarm clock, where it's not just you saying to yourself, you know, I really should be working on this right now a bit. Having these set times that aren't influenced by you are going to make sure that you are working on your goals and that they are actually happening. So there are apps that can help you with this, right? Apps that will help you set up reminders for certain things that you are planning to do. Really, once you've figured out your schedule, you can also just use your phone's reminder or calendar to set off an alarm at certain times so you know to sit down and pour some creativity into your book. Now, of course, this weekly schedule is not just your schedule. This weekly schedule is also your children's schedule. So what you're going to want to do is take a look at how I set up that schedule and then slot in creative times for your book project at times that make sense with your productivity levels, with your energy levels throughout the day, and with other things that are slotted in. The process of finding some pockets of time and using them effectively and efficiently might take some practice, but that's okay. Writing this book and finding time to do so really is something that we want for ourselves, right? And for our children. And so where there's a will, there's definitely a way. Now, I want you to be fully realistic about how much time you'll really be able to bring to your week, because of course, if your children are at home with you all day, every day, or if you're at work all day, every day, it's going to be harder to find these pockets of time. And it's going to be much more likely that you'll have to find this time for your book on the weekends. And that's fine. Embrace that. I want you to come to a place of embracing the weekly flow that you're in with all of its variables. I want you to come to a place of being grateful and joyful in your weekly flow and not feeling like you're missing out or you're hustling or you're putting things on the back burner that shouldn't be. But just really coming to a place where this is what I'm doing in this season of my life. This is how I'm doing things right now. And I can readdress it any time I want to. I'll leave you with a thought that I came to believe in over the years. At any given time in your life, you really can only hold space for one or two big things in your life. And I mean big things, right? These one or two big things are going to take up the majority of your life. And if you then say, well, I'm also going to do X, Y, and Z, practicing this, creating that, going here, traveling there, whatever it is, all the other things that you're focused on, it's not manageable. It's not realistic for most of us. And it fragments our time and we become less productive, overwhelmed, and just tired. And that's not a place where we want to be. So don't worry if your weekly allotted times seem very sparse and if there are really just a couple of small pockets of time to work with. With the creation of the schedule, we now set our focus beyond the necessary things of just running your life. And that's great. That's where we want to be. So be grateful for those 15, 20 minutes a day that you can use to pour your creativity into your dream of writing your children's book. Rather than feeling frustrated, feel grateful and appreciate the process and the time you have. And with that, I'll leave you to that template that I prepared so you can work on your weekly schedule. And I am just beyond excited for you. I cannot wait for you to start this incredible, incredible journey of writing and publishing your very own children's book. And I hope to see you soon. And remember, it doesn't take a big name to succeed. You just need to start, and I'll show you how.